You know about my first kiss? My first kiss was my very first real boyfriend. And that was like, we didn't go to movies together. We didn't, there were no dates. It was just letters sent to our passing in school. He would slip a little note in my hand, and I was all nervous, and I'd read the letter. And then on Friday weekends, we'd walk home together holding hands. And then if no one was around, that was my first kiss. And I thought, well, this kiss is awfully wet. I think he didn't swallow. So I thought, maybe I won't like kissing. And then I met my real boyfriend, the one that I fell in love with. It was first sight. He was playing basketball. And the two teams were playing against each other. I was living in Ripley, Tennessee. And the team, the opposite team, was from Brownsville, Tennessee. And he was really cute, number 9. See, I'm patting my foot now when I think about it. And I looked out on the floor, and there was this really cute boy. I wanted to kiss him, wet and all.
Now, baby, you mean everything to me. And the last thing that I would ever want to do is to break up with you. But you just don't keep on.
Hello, and welcome to SAAC, or, yeah, welcome to SAAC. Welcome to Free Radio SAAC, or I guess welcome to Babe Wave. Sorry, I was so distracted by something on my computer screen. Hi, let's try it again. Hey, welcome to Babe Wave on freeradiosaac.org. Tonight's show, Girls Can Tell. Yeah, we can tell. That opening track you heard was Worried and Hurtin' Inside by Ike and Tina Turner. It's a really funny interview I found with Tina Turner, being interviewed by these, it was like Norwegian children, and they like asked her about her first kiss. It's really strange. And after that, I Just Can't Help It by the Cliquettes. And yeah, next we have the Velvets with Needle in a Haystack. Woo.
Once believed, like, oh, fell for night, like,
Hey guys, you're listening to Babe Wave if you're just now tuning in. Hopefully not. Hopefully you've been listening since 9:30. It's cool if you haven't, though. There's more to come. That last track you heard was I Wonder by the Ronettes. And then before that, Third Time Under by Third Tuesday. And before that, Breakaway by Irma Thomas. And then before that track, I already told you guys, but I'll say it again. The Velvelettes with Needle in a Haystack. And right now you're listening to My Baby's Real by The Starlettes. Yeah. Well, it's weird. I'm like spending ladies' night alone. Single lady night, I guess. Like, literally a single lady in this studio right now. But, cool. Next up, we have Betty Wright with Girls Can't Do What the Guys Do. Ooh.
Girls, you must have let it get you. felt like a kiss. He hit me, but it did. Gotten tired, my love, wandering.
Hey, I'm back. I've been here the whole time. That last track you heard was Ike and Tina Turner with You Can't Love Too. And before that, He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss by The Crystals. I definitely played that last week, but I thought it was an appropriate track to follow Mary Wells and You Beat Me to the Punch. No, this was kind of like an intense section of the show, I guess, like underlying abusive relationships with men. It happens. It's good to talk about it and sing about it. Why not get everything off our shoulders? And right now you're listening to I Don't Want to Fuss by Sugar Pie DeSanto. Yeah. And next we've got He'll Never Change by Beverly McKay.
Together. end of a concert will start. Oh yes, it will start. This is the kingdom of heaven. Darling, I'm yours. Love. Can make you know what they mean. Love can make you know what they mean.
I didn't realize I only had 3 songs lined up then. I noted I'm supposed to talk during this song, but that's alright. That last song you heard is He Brought Sunshine in My Life by Patty and the Emblems. And then before that, Shirley Elliston with Love Can Make You Know. And right now you're listening to What's Wrong With Me, Baby by The Toys. And up next, Baby That's Me by The Cake.
When we're sitting around for a rehearsal or like in a Coke or a malt shop or something, whatever we're thinking about, someone will start singing and we just harmonize.
Well, what's on your mind now?
Boy.
Me.
Well, that's a lovely thought.
Great.
If you did, you'd be here.
girls can tell. Girls can tell. Girls can tell if things are right when they kiss.
All right. That last track was Suffering with the Blues by Irma Thomas. And before that, The Supremes with their cover of You've Really Got a Hold on Me. And I added that song clip in the beginning because I'm so savvy with GarageBand. And before that, Imitation Me by The Brazen Hussies. Yeah. And right now, Girls Can Tell by the Dixie Cups. So, looks like this is the end of the show. We've got two more really intense tracks. Next one is The Same Guy by Wendy Renee. And to sum up the whole night, The 3 Degrees with their hit single, Maybe. You'll definitely want to listen to it because it's pretty intense. If I haven't heard a track this intense in a while. It's kind of like a, what would you say, like a story almost. There's a plot, climax, all that stuff. All right, well, you've been listening to Babe Wave on freeradiosaac.org with Lauren Taylor. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. I think next week... Molly Hewitt from the Silky and Jumbo Variety Hour will be here, and we will be taking an adventure to space. If you guys want to listen to Silky and Jumbo, it's on this Thursday at 9:30 p.m. on freeradiosaac.org. All right, well, night, babes.
You know, girls, it's hard to find a guy that really blows your mind. And you just dig everything about him. And when you mess up your good thing, you feel like you want to die. I know, because I messed up mine. You know, girls, sometimes we can say some pretty dumb things. I told the nicest guy in the world to get lost. I don't need you. But he was cool. How do you just forget something that's a part of you? And then one evening I was standing at the bus stop and I heard a voice behind me say, "Hi, baby." Oh, I just fell all apart inside because I hadn't heard that voice in such a long time. I turned around. There he was. Oh, he was looking so good. I couldn't help but wonder if the flame was still there. But I knew I had to find out, and it had to be now. So I took his hand, looked into his eyes, and I said,